This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. For at least a century, magazines have been displaying advertising. And for about half that time, the iconic Mad magazine has been taking advertisers to task. They have a new anthology on the way, focusing on their parodies of popular advertising. We're joined now by Mad magazine editor-in-chief, John Ficarra. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, this anthology that's coming out tomorrow, it focuses a lot on the magazine's skewering of mainstream advertising, you know, spoofs and parodies of ads. And there have been some real classics over the years, and I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you to pick your favorite and describe it for us. Can you?
Oh, there's been so many good ones. Certainly, I don't know if I could pick a favorite, but I can certainly pick a favorite topic, and that would be the cigarette industry. Mad was very early on into realizing that smoking was bad for you and a stupid thing to do and you shouldn't be doing it. And we hammered the cigarette industry for years over their deceptive ads and the fact that it wasn't good for you. And we continue to this day. Right now on the current issue, the back cover is a takeoff on those cigarette ads that have that Native American look to them. So it looks like, it's an all-natural blend. But you get cancer just the same.
Who, in your opinion, should be thanking Mad Magazine right now? In other words, who is out there with send-ups of mainstream advertising politicians that you can see a direct influence from your magazine?
Well, I think when Mad first started out, a lot of their artists, the Jack Davises and the Mort Druckers, were underground artists. And it was only after that first generation of Mad readers who grew up reading and seeing their artwork went to positions of power in advertising, in editorial, that they said, boy, I would love to be able to hire a Jack Davis to do this movie poster for me. Or I would love to be able to hire Mort Drucker to do this cover of Time magazine. And then they realized they could hire them because they were still very young and vibrant. And now from a point of view of the way they write it, I think Mad sort of pulled the curtain down so many times on advertisers and their deceptiveness that advertisers started to get smarter and they started to be more transparent in their ads. And even sometimes in the copy will acknowledge, well, we're just saying all this to make you buy it. You bet we are. And I think all of that can be sort of traced back to Mad Magazine.
How long do you see this magazine going in print?
Actually, I don't like to say this too loud, but our print numbers are actually up. We are hoping that we can keep the print going forever. But certainly our ultimate goal is to be wherever the readers are, whether that be in an app or in an ebook or on the web. Wherever you need to get your stupidity fix, Mad is there for you.
John Ficarra is the editor of Mad Magazine. They've got a new anthology out called Totally Mad, 60 Years of Humor, Satire, Stupidity, and Stupidity. Mr. Ficarra, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.